beautiful soul family. Wow, so much has really changed in a matter of days. And that is how life can shift for us. Life can change so quickly and a whole new reality can present itself. And right now the theme that has been surfacing in my life has been to be adaptable, to adapt to the change, embrace the change, embrace the newness, and lean in with curiosity for the new experiences and the new energy that's surfacing. And one thing that I feel guided to come on here to speak about today is, you know, we see often in social media and online, other people saying like, you know, you got to get yourself some friends that are trying to better themselves. And, you know, I think that's absolutely true. Like when we're surrounded by other people who are, their focus is to better themselves, it inspires us to better ourselves. And we're all then showing up in ways where our intention is to grow and to evolve. And that is some powerful energy to be around. However, one thing that I feel that isn't often mentioned is don't wait for other people around you, your friends, your family, your peers, or whoever's in your life. Don't spend your time waiting around for other people to start up-leveling before you start up-leveling. Because sometimes we feel like, oh, I wanna work out, but I don't have any friends who are about working out, and I don't wanna do it alone. And one thing I've found is that some of the things in our journey we're meant to lean into alone. And this doesn't mean that we push away friends, we push away people. It's that we allow ourselves to lean into new changes and new shifts, and we do it for ourselves. And I noticed in my life when I stopped waiting for people around me to show up in the way that I was showing up, and to, you know, and when I stopped waiting for people around me to be working towards being better versions of themselves, and I started just focusing on, well, I'm going to be the better version that I want to be of myself, and I'm going to do it for me, and I'm going to show up in those ways for myself, even if I don't have other people in my life who are going to do it with me. And I noticed when I started moving from that energy, that is when I started attracting friends and soul tribe and soul family who were moving in the same way. Because the energy that is called into your life, it's like energy attracts like energy. Yes, polar opposites can attract too, and that serves a purpose of showing us contrast. And that contrast does serve a purpose. However, you know, it's so often we're waiting around for other people to be the kinder energy that we want to be around. And I'm sure I've said this on this, channel. I'm sure I've said this on this podcast before, and people who know me in my personal life hear me say this often, that you need to be the energy that you wish to receive. Because when we move from that energy, we're choosing to show up of, I'll go first. I'll go first. I'll be the leader. Let me lead myself. And when we move like that, that energy is magnetic. And it is so powerful beyond what you even recognize. That energy is so powerful and empowering and expansive. That energy of, let me move first. Let me move into that version of myself that is going to eat healthy, that is committed to moving my body a few times a week, that is committed to showing up for the things I want to show up for. If we're looking around our external environment to motivate us to show up in the ways we want, oh honey, you're going to be waiting a while. And you may be waiting for eternity. Because what you need, you will not find outside of yourself. The insight you need, you will not find outside of yourself. You will find it within yourself. And then once you see it within yourself, you will see it reflected within your external. So you want to start working out. Start working out.
You want to be a brand ambassador for that, for this company that you really vibe with? Go for it. You want to start that website? Go for it. You want to record a podcast? Go for it. Stop waiting around for people around you to start showing up in the ways that you want to show up so that you don't feel alone. And I get it. Like, I know how it feels when you're like, yeah, I want to be making these moves, but I don't see any people around me in my life making those moves. Well, okay. Stop waiting for them. Start showing up and doing the things you want to do, because that's going to bring you happiness. Happiness is an inside job. And it's really empowering when it's like, let me move first. Let me move in the direction of the things I want to do. And I'm not going to sit here and wait until I've got a friend to work out with me, or I have someone else to embark on the journey with. It's like, some journeys and adventures you're meant to embark on your own. And that's not a bad thing. I personally think that's a beautiful thing, because you are connecting deeper with yourself. I'm just enjoying some tea. Had several powerful shifts that have happened since last week. And one of the big ones that has definitely surfaced is, you know, you can't be waiting for other people to start showing up as better versions of themselves in order for you to show up as a better version of yourself. Because then you're waiting on someone else in order for you to feel good and in order for you to stand in your power. And this is definitely reflected to me in the last week. I let go of one of my main sources of income, and I was terrified. I was so terrified, but the universe kept bringing me all sorts of uncomfortable emotions and frustration with what I was doing. And the universe was surfacing all of that for my inner being to communicate to me of, this thing you're doing is not aligned with you anymore. These people you're working with are not aligned with you anymore. And you have to let go in order to let in. You have to let go of giving your time to the things that aren't aligning with you, the habits that aren't aligning with you, spending time with people who aren't aligning with you. And this last week, I really let go of something, and it was really scary. But this is where the energy of being adaptable is coming in. Being adaptable to new changes and trusting yourself that you feel safe in those changes, trusting that I'm guided by the universe, I am supported, and to continue to affirm those things to you. If you let go of your main source of income and then you tell yourself you're not supported, then your subconscious mind is always trying to validate you. The universe is trying to validate you. So if you let go of your main source of income and say you're not supported, your subconscious mind is just trying to validate that, and you will experience that. So this is where, you know, I've had all sorts of insights come through about conscious language, being conscious of what we're speaking, and affirming to ourselves how we desire to feel. So I let go of this main source of income that has been a main source of income for me for the last 4 years. And I had to let go of a client. I had to let go of a client that was heavy and no longer in alignment with me. And yeah, it was terrifying. But it also surfaced this realization for me of, you know, you got to let go to let in. You got to let go of that heaviness so that you can make space for the things that really, truly do align with you. And releasing what doesn't align with you. Because trust me, I've tried to do the whole have one foot in one world and one foot in the other and try to do both. And I know a lot of people are going to tell you, like, that's what you need to do. I'm going to be the person here that is going to challenge you a bit. And I'm going to give you a story and from my own lens, my own personal experience. Take what resonates, leave what doesn't. But I found that for the last 4 years, I had one foot in one world, doing something that I really did not want to be doing, working with clients I didn't want to be working with. And then I had one foot in this other world that I've created for myself, of being an artist, being a creative, living in my own flow, speaking my truth. And having this other foot in this other world was keeping me in that other world. So I was feeling these drastic shifts between feeling really, really good and loving my life and loving this world and this reality that I have cultivated for myself, and then having still another foot in this other reality of doing shit I don't want to do, being around people I really didn't align with. And it was just, it was like a tug of war, pulling me between extremes of feeling extremely blissed out, extremely good, to feeling extremely shitty about my experience, because I was living so powerfully in alignment and then going back and living in misalignment and continuing to do that. And that was really harming my spirit, because my spirit was like, why won't you listen to me? I'm showing you this other world over here that feels so good. Why won't you listen to me? Why do you keep going back to this other reality over here that's not feeling good for you and that is throwing off your entire flow within yourself? And you know, my spirit was really communicating with me, and I kept telling myself, this is my main source of income. I need to do this. I have to keep doing this. How am I going to support myself? And yeah, I was over here waiting for, you know, my client to up level to a better version of themselves. I was waiting for my client to really see my value and like up level to really see the value I was providing them. And they weren't choosing to up level. They weren't choosing that. And I kept telling myself, like, oh, they're gonna choose it. They're gonna choose it. And I had to get to this point of like, I can't wait for someone else to choose their up level before I choose mine. And so that's where I made the decision of, okay, I'm walking away from a main source of income because it's not aligning. And I can't wait for this client to up level and to really see my value. And so I walked away. And it was the best decision I had ever made, because when I took my one foot out of that other world and started really living in the world and the reality that I have co-created for myself that is truly in alignment with myself, as I've been living in that the last week, I've had so many aligned opportunities come forth. I've had more abundance come forth than what I was making from my main source of income. Like, that its source of income fell off, and I've been having more abundance come in than what I was making, you know, from that stream. And oh wow, like it, like I felt like it was like breaking the dam, and the dam has been broken, and there's now this like flood of abundance that's been coming in. And the abundance before was being blocked by choosing things that were not aligning with me, feeling like I had to wait for other people to up level in order for me to really lean into what I wanted. And it was like, no, I have to choose what really aligns with me. And so this energy has been servicing a lot of change for me and a lot of upgrades, a lot of new ways of being, and has really brought me to this place of trusting the universe, of just how supported I am. And really seeing it when I let go of something that I was terrified to let go of. And I was just like, you know, I'm just going to trust that the universe has got my back. The universe is going to make sure that I'm taken care of. And I have been showered with abundance, showered with blessings. And I have been so supported in that decision. And I was so terrified because about 5 years ago, before I was working with this client, I was struggling financially. Like, if I'm being real, I was flat broke then. And I was really struggling, and I felt really horrible about myself, and I didn't feel that I was supported by the universe. And so when I took on that client, I kind of made a promise to myself that I would never go back to that old reality. And so that's why there was definitely that fear there of letting go of a big client of mine that I had been working with for several years. And that income and that currency was supporting me. And yeah, it's I get the visual of like our currency, our income is like the water, and we're the boat. And when we sometimes feel like when the currency is dry, the boat can't move. And I think from one perspective, there is truth to that. But we have arms and legs, and we can pick up our boat, and we can walk our boat to more abundant, more aligned streams. So if the income stream we're currently flowing with is not aligned for us, and you know if it's not aligned, you know, like if you're feeling frustrated, you're feeling pissed off, you're not liking what you're doing, it's misaligned and you know it. And if you don't know and you're like, I don't know, maybe is it aligned? If you'll know if it's aligned. If something's aligned, you don't have to ask yourself, like, does this feel aligned? It's like, you just know. If it's not a fuck yes, it's a fuck no. And so as we are moving our boat to new streams, we can flow with more ease. And so as terrifying as it was to let go of a main income stream, I have found my life with literally since in like a week and a half, my life is flowing with more ease, more abundance. And I feel that trust in the universe of, oh my gosh, I am so supported. And I've seen the reflection of that in my external reality, because what we see reflected within our external is oftentimes reflecting beliefs that we have within ourselves. So I recognized that years ago when I was going through financial struggle at the time, I didn't believe that I was supported. And so therefore I was receiving the reflection of that in my external reality through poverty and through financial stress and struggle and desperation. And so really shifting my mindset over these last few years around how I perceive of money and support. And money is really just a tool that supports us. That's really what it is. Money is here to support you. And so taking a good, you know, having some inquiry with ourselves, taking a good look at, okay, what are the perspectives I hold about money? You know, and that will mold and shape how we experience money. So I know this episode's kind of been a little bit all over, but I just really wanted to share some powerful insights that are coming through within my life. Maybe they're coming in with yours. Maybe some of this resonates. If it doesn't, that's cool. Still sending you lots of love, and I hope you find what does resonate for you. But I felt really guided to just delve into kind of sharing some of this. I've had some major life shifts in the last week, and something that I was so scared to let go of has been the best decision I could have made. Because alignment first, baby girl. Alignment first. When you choose your alignment, the rest of your life flows with ease. Life gets to be easy. Continue to affirm that to yourself. Life gets to be easy. It doesn't have to be hard. So many of us were told growing up, life's hard. That's just how it is. And it's like, that's how y'all have told yourselves that motherfucking shit ass story about life. But we are not choosing to subscribe to that reality. Life gets to be easy. Life gets to flow with you. Life gets to flow for you. But you have to be the one to open the gates. You have to be the one to sometimes pick up your boat and move it to a new stream. Of like, oh, the stream I'm in over here is dry. The people I'm working with, their energy feels heavy. It's weighing my boat down. And now my boat feels heavy and it's in a dry fucking riverbed. And sometimes it's like, well, I'm going to try to pick up the boat and move the boat to a better stream. But if you still have those heavy ass people in your boat, and when I mean heavy, I mean from an energetic place. If you have these heavy ass energies in your boat's going to be kind of heavy to move. And it might be harder to move it, and it might take you longer to move it. And that is exactly what I was experiencing of like, I'm trying to move into this, you know, reality that I was co-creating over these last 4 or 5 years to like fully leaning into sharing my gifts, showing up here, showing up on YouTube, sharing my art, you know, really giving my gifts to the world and helping other people through the process. You know, throughout all of that, I still had some heavy ass people in my boat. And I was like, well, I need these people. I need this job. I need this energy dynamic because of the income and all of this stuff. But that was just weighing my boat down. And so I had to get those people out of my boat and pick up my boat and carry it to a new stream. And what's so interesting is as we pick up that boat and we're carrying it to a new stream, the universe is guiding us to the exact stream that we're meant to go to. And it can happen so quickly. I literally have experienced my whole life change in a matter of a week. In a matter of a week, my whole life feels so different, and it feels so much lighter, and it feels so good. So if you're going through struggle right now, if you've got some heavy fucking people in your boat, if you got a heavy job in your boat, if you're feeling that the stream is getting, you know, low, and you feel like your boat's moving a bit slower, maybe this is your time to tell those people, hey, this has been great, but you got to get out of my boat now. And to pick up your boat and start walking in the direction of what you really feel guided to do. Of where you really feel guided to go. And as you start walking there, you're going to see the support in your life. The universe favors the bold. The universe favors the bold, and the universe favors a brave spirit. A brave spirit that is like, I'm going to trust my alignment. I'm going to make my alignment my priority, and I'm going to move with that being my priority. And when we move in that way, the universe moves the obstacles. This doesn't mean that you aren't going to experience obstacles, but the universe moves a lot of those obstacles. The universe provides you with the insights you require. The universe brings forth the people to assist you. The universe brings forth more aligned opportunities for you to bring more abundance into your experience, to give you more opportunities to provide value from what feels more aligned for you to be experiencing and doing and giving and bringing to the world. But you gotta let go of the heavy shit first. If you're straddling between worlds, it's gonna come to a point where you have to pick one. Trying to compartmentalize yourself of, here's this work self over here, and here's the other self of me of what I really want to be, and then you're fractalizing yourself. You're splitting yourself. And feeling like there's two separate yous. But there doesn't have to be. So choose your alignment. I felt guided to share this today because there's obviously someone out there that needs to hear it. This year has been so challenging for me, and I had battled with walking away from some things within this year, and it was really challenging at times, and I was really frustrated and was really scared. But when I just trusted the universe of, like, my alignment is more important, how I feel is more important than this job that I don't want to be at. Working with this client that does not align with me anymore. You move first. Be the director and the leader of your life. You're safe to do so. I've found that through just moving my body, like 2-3 times a week, has been a new commitment that I've been making in my experience. And it's been really helping me show up in other parts of my life. Sometimes we want to show up in those new ways. We want to show up to record that podcast and put that YouTube video out and sing that song and put it on Spotify and, you know, whatever it may be that you want to do. And we want to do those things, but we're so scared to lean into it. We're scared to take that action. And we're like, things gotta be perfect before I can do it. And things aren't gonna be perfect. Follow the flow of inspiration. Follow that inner nudge. Follow the alignment. That is, like, it would feel really good to do this. And sometimes we talk ourselves out of it. And what I've been finding is a wonderful way to help bypass some of that challenge. It's not even that you're bypassing it, it's kind of like you're hacking it in a sense. I've been finding that through, okay, telling myself I'm going to do a 20-minute workout, which I'm going to do after I'm done recording this. It's like, I'm going to do a 20-minute workout, and I'm going to put myself in this place of feeling uncomfortable, and I'm doing it because I know I'm going to feel better afterwards. I know that it's going to help me grow. And I've noticed how when I do that with just a simple workout, that same energy is applicable to the rest of my life. Leaning into taking action on the things I want to do is a lot easier because I'm not afraid of the discomfort. I'm just like, oh, I might feel a little uncomfortable at first, and then I'm going to feel really good. And that brought me to a place of taking on a new client and doing some new things that felt really inspired, and that brought forth more abundance into my life, and that has just continued to feed my alignment. When you follow your alignment, you feed your alignment, and the more you feed your alignment, the more your alignment expands. And then that alignment that you carry has a ripple effect into the world, because other people experience your alignment. Other people experience your calm presence, your aligned presence. So I will leave you with that today. May you have a wonderful, prosperous week. May you lean into the new things with curiosity. May you trust that you're supported. May you put yourself into some uncomfortable situations for your growth. And may you remember that you are safe in those experiences. May you remember that you are safe to follow your own flow. You are safe to lean into the things that you feel guided to do. May you remember that you're allowed to kick the heavy people out of your boat. May you remember that if the stream that you've been flowing in is running dry, pick up your boat and move to a new stream. May you follow your alignment to that new stream, leaving your alignment as your number one priority, holding your alignment as your number one priority, leaving behind those old ways of being, leaving behind those old realities. May you choose to move first. And may you follow your ease and flow so that you may grow. I'll see you guys next time.